of me looking at it, so.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Raven Podcast with your hosts Michelle Ampillo and Mandy M. Roth, where they'll talk a little about everything and a lot about nothing.
Hi, and welcome back to Raven Radio on this March 12th, 2008. I had a stop and look. With us today is Melissa Alvarez, who is an author and also a psychic, and she will be giving away free readings today. Welcome, Melissa.
Hi, how are you guys?
Fine. Oh, I guess I should say this is your host, Michelle Pillow, and with me is Mandy Roth.
Yes, hello. Hi. I'm really excited. I love when we have Melissa on. She's such a great guest because she does her own show, so it's like second nature to her. So I'm sure she just sits and laughs at us. Like, prior to the start, I wheeled over my own foot in the chair.
No, I was just thinking how much that had to have hurt.
It did. I did want to yell because I wasn't sure if it was recording.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness. But now, okay, you also write, for anyone who doesn't know, can you tell everyone a little bit about it, the pen name you use and all that good stuff?
I write paranormal romantic suspense as Ariana Dupree. I write nonfiction as Melissa Alvarez, and I write kids' books under another pen name.
Excellent. Now, what is your most recent title out?
The most recent one out is, what is it, Talgorian Prophecy. I'm looking at my wall, and my thing is covering up, the curtains are covering up my covers, and my book cover, because I taped them all on the wall so I can see them to remind me I need to be working.
Oh, that's a good idea. I should do that. I take pictures of half-naked men, and somehow I don't get anything done.
Uh-oh, well, that's kind of distracting.
Oh, my God.
Talgorian Prophecy is my most recent release. It came out on Valentine's Day, and it's paranormal romantic suspense, but it's also psychic fiction. I use the main character in the book. I gave her abilities that I have, with the exception of being shapeshifters. You know, they're shapeshifters in the book. So that's the only paranormal element that is more of a fantasy element versus true to life what psychic fiction would be.
Mm-hmm.
Did that make any sense?
It actually did make sense.
I'm sitting here going, okay, wait a minute.
Isn't it hard to explain your own book?
It is. I mean, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever noticed, like, when you say things out loud to people, I'll be sitting there like, what do you write? And I start to tell them, and they're like, well, what's one of your books about? And I'm like, well, this one about a vampire who came back to life. And there was this, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, God, I sound like God. And then I'm like, so do you want a bookmark? Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Now, okay, you know, you do have psychic abilities. You do practice that. And like you said, you have, like, presented it true as possible in the book.
With the character, well, I present the characters their actual psychic abilities. Like, if she's clairvoyant, I try to give the character as accurate as I can in the way that her abilities come across and how she feels about them and how they work, based on my own experiences and experiences of other people that I know that are psychic. Because I think when you do that, people who may have these abilities but just don't recognize them may read this character, even though it's fiction, and go, oh, my God, that happens to me. And I've actually had that happen with my books. People have written to me as like, you know, I never knew what that was until I read your book. And that is helping to enlighten or helping people to understand their abilities. And that's the reason I do it that way, so.
Cool. I'm going to give Michelle a chance to talk because I just take over, and I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was listening.
Okay, then I have another question. My turn again. Okay. Now, how is it you got started in writing?
Well, I've always written. I've always been an avid reader. I mean, my summers, I grew up on a farm in Virginia, so my summers were, you know, go to the library, get as many books as they would allow me to check out, and see how many I could read in the summer, in addition to, like, chores of milking cows and all that kind of stuff. So I always read, and then as I got older, I would write, but it was more business-oriented writing, like contracts, and, you know, my husband and I own businesses. So it was always something along those lines. And then in 2000, I decided I was doing this little fitness book for myself. I was working out all the time, walking and doing all this stuff, trying to lose baby weight. And so I wrote this book for myself, and then my friends started saying, well, let me see that, and, well, I want a copy of this, and can I have that? And I'm like, no, it's my only copy. You can't have it. So eventually what I did is I published it. I did a self-publishing company, New Age Dimension, and that book went on Amazon, and it got to the point that, I mean, it was meant to be. It got to the point I could not keep up with the orders. I was so green in the industry, I decided, oh, I'll manufacture this book in my house. I can do that. Yeah, right. That was a trip. So I had everybody in the house making books, and when we moved to Florida, I basically had to take that book out of a print for a while. I burned out too many, you know, printers and, you know, machines, copy machines, and but it did really well. It stayed in the top. It was within the top 600 on Amazon for a long time.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah, it freaked me out. So that was my grand leap into publishing.
You didn't just go into it. You just, you know, dove headfirst.
Oh, yeah, I never.
Yeah.
You know, it seems I never do anything, you know, that way. It's like, don't ever do anything half-assed, Melissa. Just jump in headfirst and go for it.
Hey, you know, so, go hard or go home.
Either, do you?
What?
You don't take the normal routes, do you?
Not normally, no. I don't know what it is, but I usually do it and do things in a unique way. So then with Night Visions, which is my first fiction novel, I had the whole scene play out in my head, and I'm like, okay, well, I can do this. So I just went to my computer, booted it up at 11:30 at night. My husband thought I was crazy. And I sat down, and in an hour, I had almost the whole first chapter. And after that, it took me about 2 weeks to write that book. And then I sat on it and played with it and, you know, just let it sit for another 6 months before I ever started submitting it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I submitted a few places, but it wasn't exactly what they wanted, but the editors were like, send us, you know, your next project. And so when I expanded New Age Dimensions, I published it under Ariana Dupree so that people wouldn't base the reviews on me. I mean, you know, I wanted them to base it on if the book was good or if it sucked, you know, basically. So that's why I have a pen name.
You know,
now, where did you come up with that pen name?
I was sitting in our house in North Carolina, and I was actually formatting the nonfiction book, The Phoenix's Guide, and I just heard it. I heard the name. It was like somebody just whispered, Ariana Dupree, and I'm like, ooh, that's a nice name, and so I wrote it down.
I was going to say, I'm a little jealous, because it's kind of that, like, sexy yet sophisticated type thing going
on. Oh, cool, thank
you. I'm like a little jealous of your pen name here, and if anyone whispers to you, can you give me a good one?
Okay, I will.
Ask that, I'm like, can you go ask them to whisper a good one for me, too?
Well, it was strange, because, you know, it's like I wasn't, you know, I was so focused on working that day, and it's just, I kept hearing that, and finally, see, I'm the kind of psychic you really have to, like, knock upside the head sometimes, because I don't pay attention all the time. If I did, I'd be bombarded, and so it was like, I kept hearing it there and hearing it there, and then finally, I paid attention, and I wrote it down, and that was in 2000. So from 2000 to 2004, I had that pen name in my head for 4 years before I actually used it with Night Visions. So
we do have a reader question in the chat room, but before I get to that, I should let everyone know that the listener call-in number is 646-595-3998. It is a New York number, so long-distance charges may apply. Melissa will be taking calls all through the radio show. If you'd like your free psychic reading, you can either call in and talk to her, or you can just IM your question into the chat room, and we'll read it live on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can email us directly at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com. We won't get to those questions today, but we will see them for next week's show if you want to go that route.
Yeah.
The first question in the chat room is, somebody wanted you to tell them again the name of the book that you were talking about. So could you just go through all your books and kind
sure,
of give them an overview?
Of course. The first book is Night Visions. That's available through Caredwin Press. I also have a short story, about 25,000 words, so it's novella length, in the Beneath a Christmas Moon anthology, which is also available from Caredwin. And there's two other authors in that book with me, Eden Robbins and Karen McCullough. So there's three paranormal Christmas stories, which is really interesting. And then Talgorian Prophecy is the one that I was talking about. Well, all three of these have psychic fiction characters, which they all have abilities, and I do the same thing with all the characters. So any of the books that you read, you're going to be reading characters with abilities that's kind of based on what I do or based on, you know, people that I know. Now, the paranormal aspects that are mythical, like shape-shifting, until I meet a shape-shifter, it will be mythical. but until that time, that is a fantasy element in the book. So even though that is part of it, her abilities and how she deals with them, that is the psychic fiction part, and that's drawn off of me as a psychic. So,
now, are you a believer that, like, a lot of people have these abilities, they just don't understand what they are, or do you think it's just a very select few?
No. Everybody's got psychic abilities. It just depends on whether you acknowledge them and whether you tap into them or not.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are afraid of them and don't want nothing to do with it, so they just ignore it.
What about those of us with psychic envy who really, really want it but can't seem to get it?
ask for it. Ask. It'll come.
I don't know. I just, you know what just popped in my head? Be careful what you wish for.
Whoa. Y'all both talking at the same time.
Yeah. Just be careful what you wish
again.
For. Popped in my head instantly. As soon as you said that, I'm like, oh, maybe not.
See?
I'm just scared something scary would come. I'm like, oh, well, hey.
Well, you know what you do? You ask your guides, because everybody's got guides, or, you know, some people call them guardian angels. I think that there's both. And you just ask your guides or your angels, you know, only give me what I can handle and keep the negative crap away because I don't want anything to do with it. So if you can do that and ask them and trust that they're going to give you what you can handle and, you know, God's going to give you what you can handle, then it's not as scary. Now, granted, if you walk into it like I did, I had no clue what in the world was going on when I first got my abilities. And it freaked me out, and it scared me, and I ran from it like crazy. And, you know, it took me a long time. If I'd had somebody that could help me understand what was going on, that is so worthwhile. And that's one of the reasons I do mentoring now, is because I didn't have anybody to teach me. And so now I try to teach either through my books or, you know, through groups that I'm on, or, you know, just talking to somebody to, you know, help them understand what's happening with them. And I think that's very important.
Now, I did want to ask you today, because I know a lot of times we talked about, you know, your books and your website, which is
right.
MelissaA.com for anybody who wants to check out Melissa's books.
Thank
Basically,
you.
Melissa with two A's at the end.
Right. It's Melissa Alvarez, so I just shortened it to A. I'm like, ooh, I got Melissa with two A's. It's so hard to get a one-name website anymore.
And it's easy to spell, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to ask you about a Psychic Haven website that you have, because I know we touched
sure.
upon that you have it, but we never really talked about what's available on the website.
Okay.
And I know that some of the things you're talking about now seem to be either services or information offered on that site. Can you tell a little bit about it?
Sure. I started this website so many times, and I had no idea what I was doing when it came to domain names, so those suckers would expire. And it's like, okay, now I have no website, and I had no way to get it back. I've been online for 14 years. I started out as just Psychic Haven, and then I lost that domain, and then I became Your Psychic Haven. Lost that one, too, so now I'm A Psychic Haven. And I paid that one up for a while. basically, that's just where I do my readings. It's got a list of the services that I offer, the different types of readings that I offer, and I try to offer a wide variety. And it's got information on the site, like what you can expect from a reading, you know, different facts. And the facts are really based on things that people have asked me over the years. So things that have come up. You know, I've got testimonials on there whenever somebody sends me, oh, I love my reading, or, you know, I hated my reading, you know, then I post them up there. And I've been very lucky. I've got really good ones over there. So I appreciate that to everybody who has sent in the testimonials for the work that I do. And basically, that's what it is. It's just, you know, my psychic reading website.
Well, can we go through some of these just a little bit, if you don't mind?
Of course. Real quick, I want to get Kate's question in from the chat room.
Oh, okay.
She wants to know, how do you tap into your abilities?
Well, it depends on the kind of reading that I'm doing. If I'm doing, like, for instance, a detailed past life reading, that's when I'm asking your guides to show me the past lives that are going to be the most relevant to you in this lifetime, and the lifetime that will affect you the most. Basically, I'm looking for, you know, where the root of a problem is, or I'm looking for something that may have happened that you're having to still deal with in this lifetime. So I'm looking for sources of things, and by finding those things, those could help you now. Sometimes when I do those kinds of readings, people don't understand, you know, it doesn't make sense right away, mm-hmm. but maybe in 6 months it will. Now, when I'm doing that kind of reading, I focus really hard and ask and listen and look and try to go back and see. That's a very detailed reading. I give you all the scents, the smells, you know, what I see, what I hear, because to me, it plays out like a movie scene. I see everything happening, and I know motivations, and I know, you know, what items are, and I try to pass as much of that along as I can. That's different than doing just a one-question clairvoyant reading. I read the question, and it pops in my mind. Yeah, and it's two entirely different things. Sometimes I smell different odors or fragrances. Sometimes I hear the answer. Sometimes I see it. It's just any which way it happens to come to me. I don't know. I guess it's hard to explain because, like, for instance, yesterday a friend of mine, I had just hung up the phone with her, and I'm going across the bridge, and it felt to me like somebody just whacked me upside the head on the right side of my head, and I just knew the answer for something we had been talking about, and I called her right back and gave her the answer. That's like totally out of the blue, you know, and that's not me looking for an answer. This is like, here, you need to tell so-and-so this, go do it. So I do, or they'll keep telling me.
I'm just kind of curious about the smells. Do you ever, I imagine that with me like walking all over my house trying to figure out where it's coming from and driving myself crazy.
I can tell the difference.
Okay.
It's associated with the reading. Usually when I get a scent like that, it's like I might be in the middle of a reading and I might smell cigar smoke, for example. And so I put it down, I smell cigar smoke, I don't know what it means, but there it is. And most of the time they'll come back and say, oh, well, that's so-and-so, they used to smoke a cigar. So there's an association there. Mm-hmm. Now, there have been times, like this is a prime example. My husband was in a car wreck 10, 11 years ago now, and I was having to drive from my mom's house down to Chapel Hill. I lived in North Carolina, Virginia then. And so I was driving from my mom's to Chapel Hill because my son was so young, and he was in the hospital. So I was having to go down at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and it was dark, and the roads out in the country are really curvy. And I was coming up to this curve, and all of a sudden the whole inside of my car smelled like a mixture of roses and lavender and lilacs all mixed together. It was the most amazing smell I've ever smelled. And it was so strong, I lifted my foot off the gas and slowed down. I'm like, what is that? And then as soon as I came to the edge, I saw a car pulling back, and it was my angels telling me, wait, you need to stop, and I slowed down. Had I not smelled that smell, I would have had a car wreck, which would have been horrible because my husband was already in the hospital with a car wreck.
Right.
So that, and that was the way, and then after the car pulled out, that's when I heard, you know, it's like, that's your angels. That's the smell of your angels. So now I know what they smell like. So anytime I smell that same fragrance, I know that my angels are close by.
Now,
okay, real quick, we need to probably give the number again.
That's what I was going to do. Go ahead.
646-595-3998. That's 646-595-3998. It's a New York number. So depending on where you are, long-distance charges could apply. Also, you can pop into our chat room, which is going on now. Just go to ravenhappyhour.com and go ahead and follow the graphic images, and you will end up here in a few short clicks. Okay.
Well, we do have some questions for you in the chat room. First of all, why don't you give a quick overview of the kind of things you will not do a reading on.
Okay. I will not read for somebody else for you, even if it is your child. Now, I see, I'm in the chat room, so I can see what people are asking there. I can't answer that question, so that's fine. But, like, I won't read somebody's kid for them. I won't read your boyfriend's or your girlfriend's or, you know, I'm not going to read somebody else. And the reason that I do that is because I wouldn't like it if a psychic was reading me without my permission. And I don't think that it's ethical to look into somebody's life when they don't know that they're being looked into, you know? So I'll read everything that you want to know from your perspective, but I'm not going to read somebody else. So if you want to know if your boyfriend or girlfriend's cheating on you, you're going to have to figure that out on your own.
And then there was medical things too, right?
Right. And I also do not do medical readings. First and foremost, I'm not a doctor, and I really don't want to be sued for, you know, misdiagnosing a person. So I just stay away from medical readings. One thing I am, and I don't know why, one thing that I do get, though, is pregnancies. And, you know, I'll tell you if I see a pregnancy around you. So that's the one thing that I will do. But other than, you know, am I pregnant, yes or no, you know, I don't do any other medical readings.
You know, I just had this vision of Melissa telling me something like that and me joining a nunnery.
Well, let me tell you, the pregnancy issue or the questions, my rating, if I had to, like, rate how many times I said you're pregnant and I was right, it's about, and I'm not saying this to brag, I'm just saying this so people know before they ask in case they may not really want to know. The times I've been right, I'm about 98%, 99%. There's only been a few times that I saw a pregnancy and the person wasn't pregnant. So, for what it's worth.
Don't you be looking at me and thinking,
I'm not
I don't want to
nobody unless they ask. See, that's another thing. People think you're always like, you know,
yeah,
oh, I'm going to meet her and she's going to know everything in the world about me. Nah, yeah. I don't look, you know, unless you ask me to look. I don't want to know.
I'm a firm believer that my guides personally have already dealt with my children enough through me that they would just be like, no, don't do it. So I think that they would just steer me clear of it. See, I'm, yeah, and guys, if you're listening, you better, all right?
Well, I should probably get to Leela's comment in the chat room.
Okay.
It says, hi, Melissa, I have a question for you. Last weekend, my son had an asthma attack. I set up his breathing machine and almost fell back asleep in bed. Within a few minutes, there was a song, a kid's song, that started playing. It woke me and my husband up, and there were no toys in the room, and the computers were off. I couldn't find out where it came from. Was this a ghost? Oh, and I know I wasn't dreaming because her husband woke up too.
Okay. And then I scrolled down a little bit more, and she said that eventually that he had a bad time and she needed to be there, and it was a good thing that she woke up. This song was this. Was your son's guides keeping you from falling asleep because they knew that you were going to be needed? So basically it was just, you know, hey, don't go to sleep yet. You know, come check out what this is because you need to be over here. That's all it was. And I think it was his guides. And I'm seeing like a grandmother figure or great-grandmother. It's a thin lady with, she's got her hair like pulled back in a twist, not a bun, but it's kind of twisted. And it's a little bit long, like if she let her hair down, it would probably be on her shoulders or a little longer. And I'm hearing the name Adrian or Adrian, something like that, that's associated with that person.
Now, Perilous 3 would like to know, she says, hi, Melissa, do you see a move in the near future for her?
It's not going to be as soon as she thinks. There's been talk going on for the move, but there's going to be a delay. And the delay will be, like if you're supposed to move in 3 months, add 2 more months to it. But I do see a move coming for you, and it's going to be associated with a job, but it doesn't feel like it's her job. It feels like it's somebody else's job that she's going to have to make the move for.
And the paranormal says, "Hi, Mandy, how you been?"
And for everybody that said, hi, I'm sorry,
yeah.
I wasn't ignoring your hi's.
It's kind of hard to talk and type at the same time.
Oh, I know.
No, that was just the next question that popped up.
Okay, so we don't have any more. Michelle, do you have a question for her at all?
Well, no, we do have a question from Kate.
Oh, good. I missed that one. I'm sorry, Kate.
She wants to know if she has a pregnancy around her.
Two months is what I'm seeing.
Congratulations, Kate.
But this, it's what I'm seeing is 2 months, but expect, it's like a delay around that, too. There's like all these delays right now. You're not going to find out right away. So if you don't want to get pregnant right now, just take precautions. And if you don't want to get pregnant right now and the 2 months come up, then look at another 3 months past that. Okay? Did I just do 2 5-month readings? Okay, I don't know what 55 is.
I'll interpret that. Congratulations, it's triplets.
No, I'm just thinking the last question was, never mind, 55. If there's somebody that's listening or there's somebody that's in the chat that the numbers 55 mean something to you, I don't know. I don't know what it means. See, that happens sometimes.
If it's you, either type in there and let us know or go ahead and call in anything you want to do because we always love to know. And, like, Leela just came on to confirm something. She's like, Melissa, you hit the nail on the head. I felt my grandmother there, and she usually calls me by my middle name when I'm in trouble. My middle name is... Oh, I'm going to mispronounce that. Everybody read it in the chat.
There
we go.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
That's very cool.
Oh, my screen was, like, still way up there while I was reading the question, so I got to scroll down a little bit.
Yeah, well, I have mine very small because, of, you know, the switchboard that I have to watch, and also
right.
I am in case Michelle needs to tell me anything behind the scenes and that to keep us, you know, trying not to talk over each other, which we still do because we get excited. So I only always get, like, 4 lines, so if I miss it, it's up underneath it and I don't see it.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, when I do my show, I keep it small like that, too, so
yeah.
Only see, you know, what's coming up.
Right.
And since speaking of doing the shows, I just want to let everybody know that this week and next week are going to be my last. I've got 3 shows left. I'm doing one tomorrow, and then I've got one next Tuesday and one next Thursday. And then after that, the show is going to be on hiatus until September, and then I'll decide in September whether or not I'm going to continue the show or not. I really enjoy doing it. Unfortunately, it takes a whole lot of time, and I've got a lot of things going on in my life right now that need time other than the show.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good sneak you back on here.
Yeah.
Huh?
We'll just sneak you back on here.
Oh, sure. I'll come on here anytime. I love talking to you guys.
Okay. Well, now I have a question for you, if
sure.
No one else has anything right now. There has been a ton of stress here at the Roth household.
Mm-hmm.
Do you foresee that easing up, or is it going to continue for a little bit? Because seriously, I don't mind taking up a drinking problem. So just let me know. Yeah.
It's going to ease up. It's going to ease up. And the other thing is you've got to step back from it a little bit. You're so into what's going on that it's like just pushing and pushing and pushing down on your shoulders. Your energy right now is kind of a... It's spinning relatively quickly, and it's real tight to your body, and it's kind of a darkish, purplish color, which is showing me stress and tension. Just try to step back. I know it's hard to do when you're in the middle of something, but if you can just get back from the situation and look at it with a stranger's eyes, you're going to see something that is going to be like, why didn't I get that before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's going to instigate and be the catalyst for a change.
Now, I will confirm right away to everybody, she's not kidding. I mean, she just described physically what I've been feeling for, like, probably, you know, a solid week, maybe longer. That just, you know how you just get wound tighter than a corkscrew?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that's what your energy looks like.
Yeah. Or you're laughing about everything. Like, you take it to the other end. Either you're short
right.
or, like, everything is funny, which
right.
I'm guilty of. So
well, you know, you might as well laugh.
I know. That's my thought, too.
What are you going to do? Crying isn't going to do anything but just keep you upset. I'm
going to throw my husband off.
He's
going to think he has the wrong woman at home with him. He's like, she's crying. Oh, my gosh. Where's Andy? She didn't throw something at me. Where's my wife?
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness.
Actually, I have the exact same question Mandy has.
Yeah.
I won't.
You do? You have the exact same question?
Mine was the exact same question. It seems like we've both been going through so much stress lately. It's just been a horrendous few weeks, I guess.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
maybe longer. And we were just, yeah, we had been talking about that. And when's it going to let up?
Well, I can. What I'm seeing is, Mandy, yours is going to ease up a week before yours, Michelle. So I'm sorry, Michelle, you're going to have to deal with it a week longer than her. But
that's okay. I'll call Mandy and cry and make hers drag out.
I just instantly thought, God, I hope it's a week she's not menstruating.
What?
I hope it's a week she's not menstruating. She gets very huggy. Yeah.
Hold me.
Oh, boy.
Mandy's going to disconnect her phone every
day. Oh, no, she won't. But, yeah, you're not wound as tight as Mandy is, to use her terminology. But, yeah, your energy is, it's flowing smoother. It's not that real tight, quick movement around the waist. And just so everybody understands, when I look at energy like that, the way I see it, you know how Saturn looks? It's got, you know, the rings around it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I'm seeing your body and the rings are going around your waist, and then if it's like I'm looking from the side and I can see the dips and the bumps and the color of the energy, and seeing the color of it is a new ability for me. So before, I just saw the energy, and it was always like a gray color, and that was it. And now I'm starting to see different colors within the circle of energy around you. So, and different colors mean different things. So, but anyway, your energy is not as tight. It goes away from your body a little more than hers is. And you're taking it more in stride than she is. She's freaking out. You're taking it in stride and just holding it in. Does that make sense?
Way to be better at dealing with it than me, Michelle. Thanks.
See, no, I suppress, and that's why you get over it faster.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
I'm very hot. I don't know. It must be the Italian in me. Go figure.
That yeah. makes sense.
Yeah. No, we actually have some questions. I think Michelle might.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you want to give the call-in number real quick?
Yes, 656-595-3998. That's 646. Did I say that before? I'm sorry. Starting over. 646-595-3998. Sorry.
Well, Perilous 03, she was the one who asked about moving, and she wants to know that she says there's a talk, and she wants to know if you know what state that they might move to.
Who is that?
Perilous. Perilous?
Okay, let me.
L-I-S.
Oh, do I know what state? The first thing that came to mind was North Dakota, but that doesn't seem right. where is she at now?
Perilous, if you get a second, can you type in the chat room of where you're at now for Melissa? And while we're waiting for that, Kate made a comment. She said that she won't be getting married until March of next year. And Kate was the one who had asked about the pregnancy, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll leave that to you, Kate.
Yeah.
Okay.
No peanut gallery comments here.
She's in Arkansas. Perilous. Okay. South. Now, I don't remember my geography. So go south two states and to the west. One, whatever is there, that's what I'm seeing, that area is, and there's something job-related there. So if the applications haven't been made for the jobs yet, look down there in that area.
Is that Georgia?
Let me go online, pull up a map of the United States.
Oh, I am geographically challenged, so I'm not even going
to
weigh in.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out. It's like, let's all give our best guess.
I know.
Okay, I've got a map. Let me look here.
Right.
Let me see. I got to get it big. Arkansas. Texas.
Oh, I went the wrong direction.
Yeah, Texas.
Can I just say, San Antonio is so beautiful. Okay, I wanted to plug that. Okay.
Anyway, look there for a job. If the job process hasn't started, there's a job in that area that may be good for you or for whoever it is. It's not her. It's somebody else that's moving. Oh, my God, I'm talking in circles. It's the significant other. Jeez. Because it's not her job, it's somebody else's job. So, anyway, that area, that way.
Now, Kate wants to do a little confirmation. She said, oh, Melissa, I wanted to let you know that since we talked yesterday, I heard from my fiancé. I think we will be fine, like you said, just a little rocky still, so thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Kate. I'm happy to have been able to help.
All right, and then the paranormals.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can help me. Is the spirit in my house my father?
My first impression is that there's two. I think the father is there, but there's also a grandfather. And they're just making sure that the paranormals, whoever that is okay. And they should be leaving in another week and a half. If they're bugging you, just tell them, you know, you're fine, and they can go ahead and go.
And the paranormals also wanted to know, she said that, or he, or she, I'm sorry, met some very fascinating people yesterday, and is this going to prove fruitful for them?
Yeah, but be careful with the second, or I see three people, the second one isn't going to have their best interest at heart. So whoever that second person was that you were introduced to, be wary. And also, don't sink a lot of money into whatever this situation is. If they ask for money, step back a little bit, because it's not going to go where you think it's going to go. It's not going to go where it's going to be told to you that it's going to go. So until you have everything straight in your mind and you understand that these people are for real, and I think the majority of them are, then yes, it will be fruitful and it will be good for you. Just, you know, watch your P's and Q's as you're going into this and make sure that, you know, somebody's not trying to pull the wool over your eyes, basically.
And let's see, Perilous wanted to know if she will be staying in her current job until the move.
I sense that you've been thinking of leaving. Don't go yet. Just wait a little longer. I don't think you'll be there all the way up to the move.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to leave of your own accord, you know, in order to, you know, do the packing and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, not yet. I don't see you leaving that job yet.
I think she's confirming, too, if I'm reading it right, that her cousin lives there. I'm assuming that might be Texas. I'm not sure because she
okay.
didn't specify. And she's looking into the job there with her.
Oh, how cool. That's good.
And let's see, the paranormal said that their dad had died of last year of cancer, and they were estranged, so thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah, but, you know, even though when people pass on, sometimes if they feel that they didn't do something they should have done, that, you know, they try to make amends before totally passing on, and that's sometimes why you get, you know, spirits in houses. Either they've died traumatically, they don't realize they're dead, or they feel like they have to watch over you, or they feel something that's unresolved, and I know that sounds very cliche, but really that's what it is. And the reason that he could be there is I have the feeling the father loved this person in paranormals, loved this person very much, and was a little upset because of the estrangement, but after the fact, you know what I mean? And, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, I've had people tell me before when this has arisen that, you know, well, it's too late now. Well, yeah, maybe it is too late, but you know what? In the grand scheme of things, is it really? I mean, can you look at the situation and just release it and let it go? I think that's what needs to happen here. If paranormals can look at the situation and maybe understand the father's point of view, and I do see that there was, you know, a situation there that caused this, and it was legitimate, the reason that it happened, but now, you know what, just let it go, because there's no need to hang on to it. You know, what's done is done. And all you can do is to grow on your own spiritual path, and by releasing whatever the situation was, you'll also release him.
And
the grandfather's just hanging around because he's waiting.
Oh.
And the paranormal said that, yes, they've also sensed two spirits, and they've caught several EVPs.
Oh, very cool.
And I love the EVPs. I think that's just so so fascinating to me.
You know what? I love them, but I'm going to admit they freak me out, but not for the reason you think, like, oh, my gosh. I just get freaked out with the idea that, you know, I don't know, are you, like, opening it wide and inviting it all the time? I don't know. I mean, I'm one who loves paranormal stuff to happen to me, but, boy, I don't want to think about people whispering around me all day either.
Bad enough when they whisper in your head. I don't
exactly.
want to hear them, you know. I can't. There's some movie out that's about that, and everybody's like, oh, you got to, you know, watch that. And I'm like, I can't. Because then I'd probably start hearing them all the time, you know, for real. And it's like, okay, I have them in my head enough. You know, they blow out my light bulbs enough. I don't really need to actually physically hear them with my, you know, with my real ears, you know, so.
Yeah. Okay. Now she also, or he or she, I don't know. The paranormalist of my group has caught many of them in our investigations. You are so right. I have forgiven him and myself for our bullheadedness.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And I don't want to forget
that's
Kate.
That's probably
lost.
Maybe that's why I'm only seeing him around for like another week and a half or so.
Oh.
We'll throw a party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo. Kate asks, speaking of moves, will she be moving soon, and if so, whereabouts?
Not soon. I actually don't see her moving this year. I think whatever it is, I think it's been talked about, but it's not going to happen this year. Look, probably what I'm seeing is June of next year.
Okay, and the parent wants to know that you've made them cry happy tears. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I get excited when people come and confirm stuff, and I totally believe in you. I just get excited because it makes me feel good for them.
Yay!
Yeah,
that's so cool. When I'm able to deliver messages like this, and you know, when I can do this and it means something to somebody, and it connects to them and it helps them in some way, that is the only reason I still do this. You know, if I was inaccurate. If I was getting messages that weren't helping people, then, you know, what's the point? You know, I just don't see the point of doing readings that way if it's not accurate, if it's not helping. So when I get this kind of feedback, you know, it means a whole lot to me, and I really appreciate it. While I'm thinking about it, and before I forget, I did a huge interview with Deb Julian that's posted on her blog. It's in two parts. The first part is all about, how I write psychic fiction, about my abilities and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the second part is I did a reading with her, and she puts her whole experience there, and I had connected with her mom during the reading.
Oh.
So if people want to read that, if you go to my website, melissaa.com, and look on the news page, it's got the link to both of them on the news page. I think it's like the first or second one down. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very cool. I get excited reading stuff like that. I enjoy it.
It was fun to do. I mean, we went back and forth on that a while, but the interview came out. I was really happy with the way it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm thinking about it, Brenda Novak does the diabetes auction every year,
mm-hmm.
and I've donated a reading there, a detailed past life reading. So if anybody wants to support, you know, the diabetes auction, and they can go and bid on a reading from me there if they want one.
Oh, excellent.
So those are my only promo things going on right now.
And for those in the chat room, I did post a link to Deb Julian's blogspot site, so you can read those. Two-part interview with Melissa Alvarez.
Oh, Melissa, can you post yours in there, too, your website? Just
sure. Yeah, I'll put it in there.
Thanks. Okay. Well, just another, hey, will I be relocating? I'm trying to call
you. Who asked that, Mandy or
Mandy? Yes, Mandy.
It was who?
Mandy.
Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
You think you are, but you're not yet.
Oh, I'm going to kiss you and hug you and squeeze you and love you. Okay.
The thing you're working on, the thing that's causing the problem, is going to work itself out. You just got to stay positive about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know what it is? I'm just way too anal, guys, seriously, to move, like, cross-country. I have to plan every detail.
You couldn't move across the street.
I couldn't. You're right.
Oh, my gosh.
You're like, well, I'm going to need at least a month to clean that place before we even touch the inside of it.
And then after I get everything out of here, I'd be like, I need another month to make this sure this house is fine. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I think you should just stay exactly where you're at.
Yeah, me too.
They're going to have to burn you out.
So we have about 14 minutes left. If anyone has any questions, you can type them in the chat room, or you can call 646-595-3998. Melissa, do you have anything coming up book-wise that we should know about?
Let me just get totally flipped around here. I haven't been able to write since October, simply because we had 7 horses. We're down to 5 now, thank gosh. And I've got 3 kids, and we just launched a new website for Friesian and dressage horse owners, which has taken all of my time. But now that those projects, you know, the website is out, and, you know, all I really have to do is maintain it now, I'm finding that I'll have more time freed up. And that was another reason that I need to, you know, put the show on hiatus, because I just have to have time to write. I've got a couple of projects that I'm in discussions with an editor with. I have a nonfiction metaphysical book that is halfway completed, that's already been asked for, that I've just got to finish it up and send it in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got another book that I need to expand a little bit that's also nonfiction. So I've got those projects are all going on. They're, you know, almost finished, not quite. So I have to finish those up. And then for the fiction, I've got part of Celestial Visions, which is the second book in the Vision series.
Mm-hmm.
I've got that completed, but I just need to get back to writing. So right now I don't have anything scheduled for release right now. And then I do have 2 kids' books, if you have kids and you like, you know.
Yeah.
I've got 2 kids' books that I'm illustrating right now that I'll be releasing as a self-published kids' book. So
you do the illustrations as well?
I am, and it's like I pulled out the file because I wrote both of these kids' books back in 2002, 2003, and I pulled out the graphic file for one of them. I'm like, oh, my God, what was I thinking? It is so bad, so I'm redoing it.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, on your Psychic Haven website, I did want to kind of have you go through the different types of readings that
sure.
you do. And just maybe give an overview of what they are. I mean, like past life readings, kind of self-explanatory. But
mm-hmm.
maybe for somebody interested in it, what, you know, maybe they could help find which one would be the best type of reading for them.
Okay, if you want to get, let me just answer Perilous. I saw her move come up. She goes, is the move to Texas, is that in her best interest, or is it her being stubborn? It's her being stubborn. So just think about it before you make your decision, and look at it in a different way. Try to look at it in a different light, because there's opportunities that you're not seeing. So don't be too stubborn. On my website, let me just go over there because I don't know what all I have.
Yeah.
Isn't that bad? Okay. Under the clairvoyant readings, the yes or no reading is just a simple yes or no. You know, what do you see, is my coffee cup black, yes or no, you know, that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one question, two question, all those, it's where you ask me a specific question and I give you the impressions that I receive about it. It's not, what do you see for my romantic life in the next 10 years? You know, that is way too broad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I'm going to be going to Tennessee tomorrow. Do you think I'll have a safe trip? Or you know, it's just something specific. Let's see. Business clairvoyant reading. That's basically where I just look into the business. You know, you let me know where the stage it's at, you know, what the business type is. And I look to see the energy surrounding that business and how it will grow or how it can be expanded. And I give a variety of impressions about that. You know, I might say, okay, well, this needs to happen or that needs to happen. And, you know, I never know with any of these readings, I never know what's going to come through. So I just give you everything that I get, you know. And it may be something that doesn't even apply to your business. I might see something about a tan car, you know. And then the if the tan car is related to a business expansion, you know, okay, well, that's how it connected, but I don't know that's how it connected at the time. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, total.
Okay, and then the general clairvoyant reading, that's just when I look into, you know, all different aspects of your life, romance, love, career, relationships, travel, energy, those kind of things.
I do know you do a few more, but I want to make sure that we get to all the guest questions.
Sure, go ahead.
So I'll interrupt you right there, and Leela would like to know, she has one more question. In 2010, do you see my family moving, and if so, what area of the country?
And who is this?
This was Leela Brown.
Leela, okay. I do see a move, and it is north of where you are now. And it's not that far. It's more about, I want to say, about an hour and a half north of where you are now.
Okay, and then we have a question from Johnny Sue. I just went through a heartbreaking divorce, and I seem to be in limbo. What am I to do now?
Sit back, relax, and take a break. You need to relieve the stress, and there's a ton of stress around you. And, you know, things are going to be hard at first, but you really just have to reevaluate yourself and what you want out of life and then go from there. But you need some time to yourself right now.
I was just going to ask if she wanted to maybe do a movie together since I've got a crush on you too. Come on, we can just hang out. To hell with the world. Come on.
We do have the Paranormals in the chat room. They have a show Friday night at 10 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
And they have, I don't know, invited you, us, to be on the show sometime, so I just want to make sure I extended that invitation to you for them.
Okay, thank you. I'd love to. You can just email me at contact@melissa.melissa.com, and we can set up a time.
Very exciting.
And Paralysa has asked, do you see any good opportunities for her there in Arkansas?
To your left. Okay, I know that's a weird answer. But you need to look wherever you're at right now, wherever you're situated, look to your left. There's opportunity. There's a building that is kind of a pinkish, I don't know, it looks out of place, kind of. It's 3-4 stories, pinkish with a darker color awning. Maybe that's peach. I'm not sure. Anyway, it's a pinky, peachy color paint on the building. There's something on the third floor there that may be of interest to you. That's all I'm saying. See, that's how impressions are. It's like you never, you know, it's like I don't have a direct answer, but this is where it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think oftentimes it probably means something to the person you're talking to more than it would to you or someone
else. Exactly, because usually when I'm doing readings, it's like, I have no clue what this, I'll type, you know, I have no clue what this means, so I hope it means something to you.
Yeah, we have about 6 minutes left, so
okay.
If you've got any questions, people, you need to get those in quickly. And I want to say, just in case we do have some, then we run at the end of the show, I want to say thank you to Melissa for being here with us again.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on the show. I love coming on here.
Oh, we get excited every time we know you're coming. We do. Michelle and I talk about it for like
a
week.
We get excited.
Do you really?
We prepare our script. We're like, oh, we'll just have fun.
Yeah.
I know. It's
like, I don't even know what the day is.
Yeah, you're the only person that we don't prepare a script for, and this sounds bad, but it's not. We know we're going to just click with you. We know it's going to
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you. Yeah, I know. I was, like, looking through my email the other day, and I'm like, I haven't gotten a thing from Mandy and Michelle. Let me go look. So I went and looked. I'm like, yeah, I'm still in the show. Okay.
You know what I said to her right before we started? I'm like, shoot, I forgot to send Melissa an
email. It's okay. No, I knew. I knew. I checked on it. I've been promoting the show, too. Perilous. Yes, it is a medical building.
And let's see, for anybody interested in sending us questions for next week's show or topic ideas, or if you would like to be a guest, you can email us directly at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com. I'm sure we'll have Melissa on again, so if you have questions for her, you can either visit her on her show. Melissa, you want to give her that show time?
The show is at blogtalkradio.com/Melissa Alvarez, and I have a show. At the end of every show, I do a free psychic reading. If anybody asks, you know, if nobody asks, we just talk to the guests. But tomorrow, I've got a guest tomorrow. It is Marcia James is on tomorrow. And then next, and these are all at 11 Eastern time. And then on Tuesday the 18th, it's going to be a really cool show because Deb Aaron is going to be on there, and she does intuitive energy sessions. There's another part to her title of what she does. But I did a session with her, and we're going to be discussing this session, and it was amazing, and I highly recommend her. So
really
if anybody wants to see that, you know, tune in then. And then the last show I'm doing is on the 20th, mm-hmm. And I'll have two guests on that day.
And so if you have questions, make sure you get to Melissa. It's melissaalvarezA.com,
mm-hmm.
and she'll probably be, you know, happy to answer your questions either on her show or we can do them on ours when we have her back next time.
Okay.
For those of you interested in our show or Michelle and Mandy, you can visit us at ravenhappyhour.com. You'll get links to everywhere. And then I need to do a quick announcement that next week, March 19th, Wednesday, from 11 to 12 p.m. Eastern, our show, we will have Dawn Ryder / Mary Wine joining us to discuss her books. And if you have questions for her, feel free to email them to us at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then the show, March 26th, will be canceled while we basically bask in snow.
Right. Oh, we also need to, we wanted to mention that we have a lot of authors on, predominantly all authors, because we're authors and we love to support the authors. We love to hear what they're doing in that. We also are in the market looking for people to come on who do, like, you know, ghost hunting. I don't know how to say it. I don't want to, you know, offend
all
anybody. All that kind of stuff. All the paranormal.
Paranormal, yeah.
Yeah.
Investigators, right?
Right. Anything like that. Even, you know.
They prepared
you know,
to offer Michelle a job.
Yeah, Melissa's the best of both worlds because she gives us both. But, you know, anything to do with that. So please contact us if you'd like to be on in that. We're always looking for people.
You don't have to be an author. You don't even have to be particularly gifted.
Yeah, you don't even have to like us, which probably you don't.
You're so funny.
We'll still talk to you.
Basically, everyone's welcome.
Yeah. Oh my
well, if I know of anybody, you know, because I have people contact me about my show. If anybody, you know, emails me and wants to be on my show that has, you know, those qualifications, I'll pass them along to you guys
great,
since I'll be
great.
On hiatus.
Yeah, I mean, we're solid pretty much with authors through, like, you know, the end of the year, but we always love to incorporate some more people in, and we just, I don't know if it's our lack of going out to get them or we just scare them.
No, you
being
don't scare
off,
them.
We attract other authors to it, and we just
yeah.
wanted to make sure that everyone knew that the show is opened up.
Right, right. Definitely.
Yeah. Are you a vampire? Perfect.
Yes. We're even moving to nights come summer. So look
oh,
at that.
Oh, are you really?
Convenient
yeah,
for the
we'll
vampire.
We'll be able to accommodate our vampire guests.
There we go.
That's very cool. When is your show going to be on at night?
Wednesday night. It'll stay the same. It'll just be 11 p.m. till 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, wow, late.
And that will be from June, July, and August, and we will, again, reevaluate then to see if we're going to go back to days come September, if we're going mm-hmm. to remain nights. So.
Okay, sounds cool. Yeah. September's the time for reevaluations.
Yes, I was just thinking that, too. I was like, you're doing the same thing. We're all going to be on the
well,
same
Well, you know, I have kids, and I can't, I mean, I have to focus on my kids during the summer, so I had planned to go on hiatus in May anyway, and I was scheduling the show, but then, you know, I had some things happen, and I'm like, you know, I need to free up more time. So I just moved everybody that could move up till this week and next week, and so next Thursday will be it until September, and then we'll see what we'll yeah. do.
I had roughly the same situation. If I don't move it tonight, it'll be mom, mom, mom. Hey, mom,
oh, yeah.
excuse
oh, yeah.
me a minute. Somebody needs a juice cup. Yeah.
Thank yeah, you and you can't do anything when the you know the kids are in the house or you know it's
yeah.
just, it doesn't work.
Sadly, the husband too. I don't know. I can't get.
Oh yeah, I run mine out.
Hey, honey, where are you doing?
He actually came in 5 minutes ago. And I'm like, go away, go away.
Exactly. Again, thank you very much, everybody. The show's about to wrap up. We want to thank everyone for joining us.
Yeah, thank you to everyone in the chat room with your wonderful questions.
Yes, I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for the great feedback. And Michelle and Mandy, thank you so much for having me on today.
Thanks
I appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate you. And we will definitely have you on again.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
All right.
Bye-bye, everyone.